just want to win. That's it. Coming here to get a win, let the rest, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, by 25, or you got to come in and get a win. We'll kind of go from there.
Will you have, like, late game guys on the bench that are keeping track of the other games, or how, what is that?
Oh, yeah. 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 No, we'll do that. We get a great staff, you know, they'll keep me. I think we got to keep it real simple tonight. You know, go out and try to beat a really good Hawks team. And then what comes after that, we'll deal with as the game goes.
Games like this, you know, DeAndre Hunter playing his first game back, it can mean a lot to a player, whether or not they like to admit it. What do you, in your experience, what do you see with that when you look at the carryover?
Larry, too, right? Is this Larry's? Is here, right? So we got both of them. I always kind of think it's cool. I'd have to ask the players, but you'd see people with familiar faces and, you know, a place, you know, where you enjoyed your teammates and the program. I think it's always a positive thing. Now some guys come in with chips on their shoulder. You know, you have to ask Trey what that looks like. But, to get a good experience here, you know. But, of course, you always want to beat the team you were with, you know. It's a pride thing that we all have.
John. Yeah, Kenny, John Hollinger. I'm with The Athletic now.
Thanks, John.
I wanted to ask you about, like, Jalen and Craig. We've kind of had to step up this year, especially with some of the absences you've had. But how do you, like, over the course of the last year or two, as your team has been kind of in a win now mode, how do you still able to develop them behind the scenes so that they're ready for these chances?
Well, John, we know what's coming down the pipe. You know, we knew about the second apron, and we're not going to be able to be signing free agents left and right, so you better develop your own. And I think, you know, there's a added pressure on for the coaching staff. I know that, like, we got to develop these guys, and I think there was a an added kind of sense of awareness that these guys are going to be in, possibly in our rotation, especially if we knew DG was going to be out too. So one or two of them are going to be in our rotation, sure enough. That's what happened. And thrilled with them so far. I mean, I think they're both been like NBA rotational players. You know, Jalen, you could argue, playing like a borderline starter has been really good for us. Obviously, the shooting piece has helped. But they have asked everything. They've answered kind of every question I had. Jalen, it's so funny, he calls himself the role player. That's his moniker for me. Here comes the role player. So he's it's kind of his way of joking, but he's really embracing that role.
As a coach, like, how much of that can you realistically manage from the head coaching spot when you're worried about the day-to-day, the night-to-night?
A lot, John. That starts in our exit meetings last year, and then throughout the off season, and we have player development meetings, player development pod meetings. We're constantly, constantly on the player development piece with our whole staff, and Jalen and Craig kind of, quite honestly, pretty much stayed the whole summer. So that helps when you're in the house. You can really get your hands on both of them, played some league. It's kind of all hands on deck with those guys. But I, like I said in the beginning, I'm glad we knew it was coming. So we almost had more urgency, to get these guys better. And you never know, right? Until the games start, you don't know. So I'm just thrilled that both of them, I feel completely comfortable, with them as rotation players right now.
Kenny, are Dean and Craig going to play tonight?
What are they both questionable? But both of them are questionable game time. check it out, do your warm up, see if you can go.
We talked before the game with shoot around with Donovan just about the balance of having players who are chippy and willing to smack talk during games, but also have players that are like calm, poised. What is the necessity for a team like you guys to have players who have that balance?
We don't have too many of those guys, do we? Not that I'm there on the court. We're not a team that that talks a lot. You know, we play hard, we compete, but we're not a trash talking team. Now DG will talk trash to me, you know, during the game. You know, he's the one guy, but I don't see it with opponents. We're just kind of, I don't know, just about our business team from what I've seen.
And then with DeAndre, how important is it, or how helpful is it to have someone who's been there for multiple years to help scout and also just come into a game with that kind of preparation?
Yeah, we always ask the guys that play in the plays, ask them what they think of the team and the roster. We asked Thomas Bryant about the Pacers, and he went on for 20 minutes. Did a 20-minute scout. You know, certain guys are, you know, just talkative, and it was phenomenal. It was, you know, it was so cool. What most guys give, you know, they give little tidbits on, you know, more personnel stuff than strategy.
Coach?
Yes.
Marta Kiszko from Poland.
You're not going to ask me to speak Polish, are you?
Nope. Right. I'm afraid not. But we can try after. So, last year, basically, you were one of the greatest teams in the regular season, right? And what's more challenging to you as a coach, like trying to structure the offense and successful defense from last year, or maybe trying to maintain, you know, the high level of performance this year?
I think the challenge is finding the strengths of the players we have available, and that's obviously changed a lot this year, and you know, players being in and out. So each night you go in, you're trying to figure out how can we maximize our roster, maximize our strengths. To copy what we did last year would be foolish. You know, when we start getting guys back, I think you'll see more. You know, more of last year's identity, but until then we have you know, different set of players. Therefore, I think we're playing a little differently on both ends.
Anything else, Monroe? Okay, let's go.
All right.